Do you ever get the feeling that marketing is like right on the edge of like a total transformation? Like we're going to go from, you know, just like throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks to being able to like actually hit the bullseye every single time. So that's what we're going to dive into today. The world of AI and LLMs and marketing. So I had some really interesting insights to share as a data-driven marketer. So one of my recent articles, Top 10 AI and LLM Trends, which were transforming marketing in 2024. This is something I wrote recently and I'm excited to share about that today. So what's fascinating is that, you know, there's like a lot of shift happening these days with everybody switching to AI, right? So it's not just being data-driven. That's just not like the only thing that's going to cut it anymore. We are going to need to be constantly evolving, constantly shifting. It's about being insight-driven. So we keep calling ourselves data-driven, but it has to be insight-driven is the more accurate word to be using. So let's just talk about AI, right? And AI is not just something that just processes numbers. It understands the why behind the numbers, helps you give you more clarity of why those numbers are, right? So to help you connect the dots, let me help you understand what does an insight-driven marketing campaign actually look like in practice. So imagine this, you're scrolling through your inbox, right? And so you see an email from your favorite coffee shop, for example. But here's the kicker. It's not just advertising their latest latte. It's suggesting a new drink based on your previous orders. So, right? What does that mean? It's something like it's very personalized, right? Like it's using your previous data to suggest you something new, right? So the time of the day, even the local weather, that's something, it's more personalized. Like it would know that information based on, you know, where you've purchased from in the past as well. So that's really the power of AI digging into the data to predict what you'll actually want. So instead of just like sending an email blast, right, to everyone, like an email broadcast to everyone with the same generic message, you are actually personalizing what you're sending to your subscriber. So, yeah, you're really tailoring your experience to each individual subscriber or customer that you have. That's kind of a next level personalization here. So this kind of personalization, which it used to be really unthinkable before, due to time and resource constraints, and obviously something like AI was not available before or not easily accessible. So people are now able to think in these directions. Now it's all achievable thanks to this enhancements in generative AI and large language models, right? And these technologies can analyze, you know, huge, fairly massive sets of data of customer information, basically. And it can understand patterns, what are the customer preferences, and then automatically just generate highly tailored content from these emails and social media posts to even get you like better product recommendations. Right? So we're not just talking about AI that knows that you want a coffee, but it also understands that you like a certain kind of like iced coffee with like oat milk or like almond milk with an extra shot, right? Like your matcha latte with like four shots of vanilla foam. That's something that, it understands now. So that's really awesome, right? And it can use that knowledge, right? AI can use that knowledge to basically, like, you know, craft a message that feels like it was written just for you. And even if millions of other people are getting kind of a similar version of that campaign, right? It would feel unique to you, because there's a lot of personalization happening here. It's like having a very dedicated marketing team for every single customer. And that's amazing. And that's where we are with things these days. And this is where it gets interesting too, from a business perspective. AI can map out the entire customer journey in a way that was previously impossible. So let's say I'm trying to picture one of these, you know, murder boards you see in detective movies, right? With the strings connecting all the clues, but instead of the clues, it's customer interaction. So it's like a mind map. It's kind of like a map of things, right? Like how you're progressing from journey A to, from A to Z, and that whole journey is getting shown. And for lack of better terminology, the murder board was like a nice way to display things, but that's because I'm also into murder movies, basically these crime movies, so that's why. But how does that actually translate into actionable insights for marketers? How do they actually use that information? So let me talk about that as well, right? So imagine being able to pinpoint the exact moment a customer abandons their cart, or a specific web page where they lose interest. Like AI can identify these friction points within the customer journey, highlighting areas for improvement. So instead of guessing what's working and what's not, they now have a data-driven roadmap for optimizing the entire customer experience, right? For example, say a company notices through AI-powered customer journey mapping that a large percentage of customers abandon their online shopping carts after viewing shipping costs, right? How many times has that happened? Like you're trying to go
on a website,
you see a product you like, you know, maybe you went in through a Google ad, maybe you're looking for sneakers, right? You're looking for sneakers and for men, and you are also giving like a size, let's say, like a wide sneakers might fit. So I have wide feet. So that's why I'm just thinking about that first. But that being said, so you're going into this, you're clicking into this ad, and you're basically just like, you're going through all the funnel steps, and eventually you are landing on the checkout page where you're trying to pay, and they tell you, there's a shipping charge associated with it. What do you do? Most likely you're going to drop, because there are other companies which offer just free shipping, and you probably go for that, right? But the company would notice something like this trend happening with the AI-powered customer journey. So it will give you like more insights like, you know what, your customers are dropping, a large percentage of your customers are dropping during that shipping process. Yes, you can do it with data as well, but like there's so many things that you're constantly thinking about, and you want somebody else to also do that thinking for you. And that's where AI comes in. So you're basically, you're armed now with that insight. And now you could also experiment, like do an A/B test with free shipping and see, if that sticks. And you can maybe adjust the price or highlight faster shipping options to see how that also impacts conversion. So it's like having like a complete, a top view, a bird's eye view to say another word. Of the entire customer journey, right? But instead of just observing, you can actually tweak things in real time to keep keep people moving smoothly towards their purchase. And that real time aspect is key to another major trend, right? It highlights the rise of AI powered dashboards. So that's what I'm talking about, right? You are seeing data in real time, what's changing, and you're able to react to it quickly. That's where AI-powered dashboards come into play. So they always sound cool in theory, but I admit the term kind of makes me think of endless spreadsheets and just data overload. And I'm sure like some people who are like not as familiar, they might think just that with not as familiar with the data aspect, they might be thinking, oh, that's intimidating in dashboards, that can be intimidating for any new person. So how are AI powered dashboards different? Right, like, I mean, to explain in the simpler terms, let's just forget about spreadsheets for a second, right? Imagine like a very sleek interface that pulls in data from all your marketing channels, the social media, your even your customer service interactions, and then uses AI to distill it all into clear, actionable insights. So instead of just drowning in the data, you're getting a clear picture of what's resonating with the customers, what's falling flat, right, and where the opportunities lie, all in real time. And this isn't just about tweaking your marketing copy or adjusting your ad spend. Just imagine like seeing a sudden spike in your negative sentiment around a new product launch. How would you react, right? Like, I mean, obviously, that would be demoralizing. Now, with AI, what you're going to do is like, maybe you can, with AI, you're analyzing your real-time feedback. Basically, AI is doing that real-time feedback analysis from your social media and your online reviews. And you can exactly look at the issue. If you can pinpoint the specific issue which is causing that negative sentiment and adapt your strategy before it becomes like a full-blown PR crisis, right? So it's like having a crystal ball that shows you not just what's happening, but why it's happening. That's impressive, I think. But this level of insight, this ability to personalize at scale, if I think more about it, it feels like we're also stepping into a whole new territory, ethically speaking, right? And I don't shy away from that, like the ethical considerations, right? I do talk about it in my article. It is, data privacy is like a very important aspect these days with the rise of AI. And I did want to be transparent about that in this era of AI-driven marketing. Because while hyper-personalization with your coffee sounds really awesome, with your matcha tea sounds really great, right? It is a bit creepy that AI knows so much about you. Just like if I were to stop and think about how much like a company would actually know about me, so that can be scary at times. So brands are like walking that tightrope, right? How much information do they want to collect? So now, how do you leverage the power of AI to create these incredible personalized experiences without making the customers feel like their privacy is being invaded? It's a fine line to walk for sure. So where do we even begin to draw that line? What are some of the guidelines or the best practices? One of my research has shown it's a big part of transparency. Companies need to be upfront with their customers about how they're using their data and give them control over their privacy preferences. So no more buying those data usage policies and a wall of legal jargon that nobody really reads, right? If you ever come across something that you're trying to accept the terms and conditions of anything, so much legal stuff there and nobody's even reading that. Because you're just trying to make a purchase or you're just trying to do something quick, right? That's a waste. So customers are more likely to trust brands that are open about the AI practices. So you need to be very clear to the customer what kind of information you're tracking, so then they know what they're signing up for. And maybe that gives you more leverage, maybe because not all companies will do that. And people would get like a... So yeah, like I said, it's just be open as a company. So you know, your customers will also know more about you. They are more likely to trust you, buy more from you because you're more open. That means more sales. You can even raise the prices because of your transparency. Give them that opportunity to opt out of certain types of data collection or personalization should they not want it. This is where something like GDPR comes into play, right? Setting important standards for data privacy and the seed of AI. So it's not just about technology itself, it's about building trust, like I mentioned. It becomes even more critical, the trust that is, when these AI-powered experiences become more sophisticated and more integrated into our lives. So it brings me to another fascinating aspect, like how AI is poised to completely shape the, basically reshape the customer experience. So we've talked about AI working its magic behind the scenes in marketing, but let's bring its, let's bring the focus for the average person listening, how AI is going to change my experience as a customer. That's the million-dollar question, right? Like, this is where it gets really interesting. Because AI can make our interactions with brands not just more efficient, but like way more enjoyable. So if I were to paint you a picture, what does that look like in the real world? So think about a time you've been stuck. You're chatting with the really frustrating customer service chatbot. You're trying to get answers from it, and you've seen those customer service chatbots, you interacted with them probably at some point, and you have not had a great reaction, great interaction, right? Feels like you're just talking to like a brick wall. You're just like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand. It's the worst. Those days are numbered. With these large language models, we're talking about AI-powered chat assistants that don't just get your problem, they also try to solve it. And they do it fast, often without ever having to pull in like an actual human. So yeah, you've had those interactions where like, oh, this customer tries to, when basically you as a customer are trying to interact with the chatbot, and the agent joins in because the chatbot's not able to answer some of these questions. Those days are definitely numbered. AI will solve those problems. So I've had multiple cases where I've had to like repeat what I'm saying 100 times. Maybe on phone or on chat. It's really a pain. I have other things to do. So does everybody else who does interact with the chatbot or like a voice assistant on the, like an actual human assistant on the other line. So there's been frustrating times, but good news, those days are going to be behind us soon. Let's even go deeper than that. Like, remember how we were talking about AI mapping out your customer journey, the whole customer journey? Now imagine your chatbot has that map, right? It knows what you brought, what you looked at, even what you asked the customer service about before. It could know what you need before you even ask, making everything smooth and easy. It's like having a personal assistant who knows all your stuff. And it goes way beyond just customer service. Imagine you're shopping online for some new shoes, right? And AI could be working in the background. The website actually changes how it looks based on what you've brought before, which you've clicked on. So AI is more like a personalized. It's more personalized to you and the platform as well. So the website itself is like adapting to you, right? And that's crazy. It's the future, and get this, like it could go beyond just suggesting stuff you might want. It could nail your size perfectly, maybe even warn you about potential issues based on what other customers said. This is like the future of shopping right now. And the best part is this is just the beginning, right? It could only get more finely tuned, more intuitive, basically a seamless part of our lives as the tech even gets smarter. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Just because AI can do all of this doesn't mean it should. There's a responsibility here. Transparency, trust, like I spoke about before, those are non-negotiable. And just like to reinforce what I said before, companies do have to be very upfront about what they are using AI for. Give customers at any point the control to opt out if they want to, and be ethical about everything. It's a very fine line that you're walking on. AI that makes things better without going fully creepy and invasive. Right? And it's about finding that sweet spot where AI just works. You barely even notice it. It's just there making things easier, more enjoyable. Thank you. My name is Mukundan again. And thank you. This has been incredible. We've gone from just using data to actually getting insights from it. From marketing to the masters to hyper-personalized experiences. Clunky old chatbots to AI that's practically reading our minds. And like I mentioned before, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to see even wilder, more impactful stuff in the coming years. But as we head into this uncharted territory, it's not just on the brands, it's on all of us. We get to decide how comfortable we are with all of this, right? So next time you see one of these super personalized ads or a website that seems to know you better than you know yourself, ask yourself, is this legit? Is it actually useful? And most importantly, how do I feel about how they knew that about me, right? It's a conversation we all need to be part of, because in the end, the best marketing, the kind that lasts, is going to be like a two-way street. It's about balancing the cool new tech with doing what's right. Personalization that respects our privacy. And that's a wrap on this deep dive into AI and LLMs in marketing. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay curious, stay informed. And until next time, keep those questions coming. Thank you.